The Force for Change. Writing in his essay, Synchronicity and a Causal Connecting Principle, the psychologist Dr. Carl Jung explained how we associate physical events with inner moods. The juxtaposition can achieve a symbolic quality, sometimes informative or educational. Many powerful symbols concern religion, and these have a collective nature shared by many individuals. While they possess a mythological quality, they have been created and polished through mutual artifice. Dr. Jung wrote, they are collective representations emanating from primeval dreams and creative fantasies. Man and His Symbols, editor Carl Jung, Picador Pan Books, 1978. Creative fantasies could certainly refer to those on the cinema screen, and the impact of the re-released Star Wars trilogy set me thinking. The Star Wars films are set in a high-tech galaxy far, far away, relating the growth of a farm boy, Luke Skywalker, to Jedi Knight. The galaxy is split between evil Imperial rulers and the Rebel Alliance. Luke joins the rebels to overthrow the tyranny. Producer George Lucas originally wished to remake Flash Gordon, although the rights were not then available. Creating a new saga, Lucas added mystical elements. The Force is a kind of paranormal energy field generated by every life form. It has been mastered by the Jedi Knights, who use its power in both psychic and telekinetic ways. But the Force also has a dark side, to which Luke's father, Darth Vader, has succumbed. Although big-budget American films, Lucas chose to come to England for much of the shooting. Take the first, Star Wars: A New Hope, 1977. The famous monster-filled cantina, the corridors of the Death Star, the Rebel base, no need for hyperdrive, each could be reached by public transport to Elstree, North London, in the late 70s, as could the Empire Strikes Back's Ice World, Swamp World, and Cloud City. It's odd how we accept this dual reality without spoiling our enjoyment. I can watch the films as escapist fantasy, yet know Darth Vader removes his helmet to go to the staff canteen. The guns can't even shoot pellets. But what of synchronicity? Well, the artifice of the film's creation needs faith in the viewers to believe the myths they enjoy. Such myths work into our subconscious, becoming associated with external events. In 1997, Britain held a general election in which 18 years of Conservative rule finally ended. They came to power in 1979 during the making of The Empire Strikes Back. One day, Luke was fighting in a Labour-controlled galaxy, the next under Tory rule. The 1980s were very different from the 1970s. Years of right-wing rule under Margaret Thatcher brought prosperity to many, but poverty to more. Countryside was torn apart with destructive road schemes, with unpopular legislation, such as the poll tax introduced, under John Major, the Criminal Justice Act and Job Seekers Allowance. London's Docklands became a yuppie paradise of cold glass towers, the architecture of the Death Star. The third part, Return of the Jedi, was made wholly under a Tory government. A rousing finale, but the end of an era. The Star Wars trilogy vanished, available for years only on video and TV. Other, more cynical visions took over. The Terminator, Aliens, Independence Day. All were incredible in their way, but without the magic of the Force. The spiritual path seemed lost. There is no such thing as society, said Thatcher. Maybe the Tories rigged the ballot in 1992. Maybe the country had already voted for change, and the dark side went deeper than we knew. But things were changing. In Britain, activism was on the increase. The rebels struck back at poll tax, Twyford Down and the Newbury bypass protests. Major's empire was crumbling. Could it survive past the 1997 general election? No, because the Star Wars trilogy was re-released in zappier than ever form, and George Lucas planned another. The Force was back. Many American filmmakers chose to work in Britain. Stanley Kubrick came in the early 1960s when League of Decency pressures stopped him shooting Lolita's underage romance in the USA. Britain, he felt, had a more liberal climate, and he lived in seclusion near London ever since. But Lucas had no such pressure, with a popular subject and all the studios Hollywood could offer. Was it cheaper? Probably, and they say Britain has the best technicians in the world. But they also say this is the most deeply spiritual country, where Christ may have come after a mock crucifixion, which may have been a chunk of Atlantis, which has the Holy Grail, more ghosts per square mile, crop circles, etc. Okay, film technicians don't look very spiritual. Most are workaholic guys with bum bags and beer bellies. But maybe Lucas thought the Force was with us too, even if only in synchronicity.